this morning's sermon, wish to speak about Our Lady of Bonheur. She is the patroness of our group, and as Sisters of Mary of Bonheur, we have special devotion to her, and last night we consecrated ourselves anew to Mary, Our Lady of Bonheur. Devotion to Mary does not mean calling out with tears running down our cheeks, "Mary, Mary." And consecration to Mary does not mean simply repeating the words, "Mary, I am totally yours. Mary, I am totally yours." True devotion to Mary means, above all, imitation of Mary. And real consecration to Mary means, above all, a constant effort to resemble her, to speak, think, and act as she did, to be her witnesses. And this is part and parcel of our vocation. You are called in a special way to be a witness to Mary, Our Lady of Bonheur, the Virgin of the Poor. And as a witness, you must reveal her to those who do not know her. You must show what she is like by your words, and especially by your actions, by your lives. And as I mentioned before, Mary, Our Lady of Bonheur, the Virgin of the Poor, is really very little known here in the Philippines. And part of our mission, our vocation, is to reveal her to the believers here in the Philippines, to be her witnesses. Our Lady of Bonheur, Virgin of the Poor? Who is that? What is her message? I never heard of her. What is she like? What did she say at Bonheur? What is her spirit? What is her mind? What is her heart? I think you're familiar with the saying, like father, like son, like mother, like daughter. If you want to know what the mother is like, look at the daughter, look at her daughters. You can see what they look like, their way of speaking and walking and acting, their personality, their traits, their character. And they are simply a reflection of their mother. They are a mirror of the mother. They reveal to the world who the mother is, what she is like, what is her thinking, her attitude, her mindset, so to speak. And so, that is what you must do. Who is Our Lady of Bonheur? What is she like? Look at us. We reveal her. We follow her. We are like her. We resemble her. By looking at us and watching the way we do, the way we act, the way we speak, our work, our approach to people, our apostolate, you understand who Our Lady of Bonheur is and what she is like and what is her message.